In performing Amitabha Bardo deliverance ceremony, we are very grateful for Grandmaster's blessings. And in doing the Bardo, it's easy for us to remember the deceased. And Grandmaster often said that there's only a line, a fine line between living and the death. There's a lot of sufferings for the livings, but when we are still alive, we all hope for a long life. Even when you're very sick and laying in bed, you still wish for a long life. You still want to live a few more days. And I often heard people always say, oh, we're very lucky that we went through this disasters, these problems. So there's this question. So to be dead, is it lucky or unlucky? And to be alive, is it lucky or unlucky?
我觉得说如果
I feel if we don't cultivate, then no matter whether you're alive or dead, you're unlucky. And because of this, unlucky, therefore the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas come and salvage us. You know, as soon as we're being born, we start to suffer. Even when the mother is pregnant with the baby, in 9 months in the mother's womb, that's also suffering. And the mother is also suffering, and the baby too. So, suffering for the mother and the baby. So after being born, we are restricted by three different factors. One is by the heavens or the nature. So you're restricted or influenced by them. Second is by the earth, and third by the people. So heavens, earth, and people that restrict sentient beings. Restrictions from the heaven is like the nature, the weather, the calamities, the natural disasters, that the people cannot avoid natural disasters, cannot stop them. And there are four seasons. Like in the summer, you cannot wear winter coats. Or in winter, you cannot wear summer clothes. So that's restrictions from the heaven. And there's daytime and nighttime. And you can't sleep in the daytime and not sleep in the nighttime. So you follow the nature. So you sleep at night and you work in the daytime. Otherwise, you're considered abnormal. That's restriction from the heaven. And from the earth, is most restrictions are from the earth. The earthquake, volcano eruptions, tsunami, all these natural disasters. And then, what's more from the earth? Like wealth, your houses, your properties, your wealth, your fortune. Your family, they all belong to the earth. I heard a song called Everything is Red. It's a Taiwanese song. The lyrics is like this. The prosperity is flying and flying, and people of this earth are chasing after it. Where can we stop and put down things? Where is time to rest? But for most mundane people, there's never time to rest. There are people that said that people willing to let go of all their fortune to buy the sun not setting down. what it meant is that we cannot control the time. The loss due to time is beyond our control. Those were restrictions from the earth. So I just simply mentioned this. Because everybody's waiting for Grandma's teaching, I do too. And restrictions from people, Grandma have said that often, that as long as there's people, there's always gossips and rumors. And there are laws in a country, and there are rules in a home, in a family. So there are all these rules that we have to follow. So living on this earth, are we free and liberated? If you don't cultivate, then you would never be liberated. And human life also would let you be tied down. For example, with aging and being sick and dying, something that we cannot avoid. So walking the cultivation path, until we have mastery over our mind, and then we can transcend life and death, is the purpose of our spiritual cultivation or the tantric practice. Like Grandmaster, as a high adept, will not receive any restrictions from the heavens, the earth, or people, because he has great self-mastery. That he can transform everything that comes, and he can go with the flow and master everything that happens, including all the calamities. And why could Grandmaster not be influenced or affected by any slanders? Because Grandmaster has achieved that self-mastery. So, spiritual cultivation can teach us to eradicate our attachments and to purify ourselves. And then, once we are purified, then the radiance will shine. Then we would afterwards we would attain that self mastery. That's my simple teaching today.
非常感谢主持上师的法语开示。 现在请主持上师代表大家向圣尊莲生活佛。Now
we invite the presiding master to represent all of us to invite Grandmaster for a Dharma teaching. First, we pay homage to the Monk Liao Ming, to Master Sakya Zhenkong,
to
the 16th Dharma King Kamapa,
and
Master Tudeng Daji, homage to the three jewels represented on the altar.
主持上师，莲英上师，师母，各位上师、教授师、法师，各位同门，网络上的同门，大家吉祥。
今天很特别。Today it's very special.
本来星期六同修的话是
typically the Saturday group meditation practice.
教授师是不用戴冠的。The
masters
and meditators
don't need to wear the Dharma crowns.
是超度法会。
But today it's a Bardo deliverance ceremony.
那么大家都戴冠。
So we have to wear this
crown. 我不戴冠, 那就,
and if I don't wear it,
羊群里面出骆驼,
then I would as if I would be the camel
among
the sheep herd. So I have to wear this dharma.
刚刚听连印上师讲的，我们等一下会把它讲的稍微再做简短的这个说明。我们先谈这个六祖禅经里面的。 在三经的时候，把这个慧能叫进他的房间，那讲了经，也说了法，把最根本上的这个最重要的这个口诀。
Transmitted the most important key, his instructions to Hui Neng, and Hui Neng comprehended.
这个时候啊,
so at that time,
Hui Neng 知道,
Hui Neng knew
这个五祖传给他的,
that what the fifth patriarch transmitted to him was the sudden enlightenment. In Zen Buddhism,
渐渐的修行,
there's the gradual
一直到了某一个程度的时候，才由师父指点。
Then the guru, the teacher, would point to the enlightenment. That's the gradual stages.
一种就是像这个五祖弘忍。 看到六祖慧能,
it's like the fifth patriarch seeing the sixth patriarch and regarded that sixth patriarch's enlightenment understanding was very high, or potential was very good. Directly taught him the fifth instruction of enlightenment.
比较慢慢的修的就叫做渐，渐渐的渐。顿，就是一刹那之间就让你明心见性。这个叫做顿法。那么慧能所接受的就是顿教。So
what Hui Neng received was
the
teaching for the sudden.
这个五祖就把这个 以前祖师留下来的祖衣，祖师的衣服
，transmitted the lineage robe，
慧能
，to 慧能。
从此以后，你慧能就是六祖。慧能
would become the sixth patriarch。
弘忍是五祖嘛，传给弘忍
was the fifth patriarch，transmitted to him。
就在那个没有人知道，前世的人都不知道，因为他是叫他的，where
nobody knew, because he called him to his room,
跟他讲明白，跟主一，
and clarified,
包括这个，
and give him
祖师传下来的
lineage robe and arms bow,
通通都交给他，
all bestowed to him.
这个传法好像是很秘密，没有。So
Dharma transmissions was very secretive. Nobody.
主要的原因是因为他是新来的。
The main reason was because he was new.
他才来世八个月。
Hui Neng was new, only he was only there for.
这个寺里面呢，本身有很多的门人。
So at
the temple,
there were a lot of followers.
那时候的慧能啊,
and also a lot of ordained sons.
还是在家居士。
And at that time, Hui Neng was still a lady.
那个时候的慧能还是在家居士，还没有剃度。
So at that time, he was not ordained yet.
因为他的根气很利。
Because his spiritual root is very sharp.
高。
And his enlightenment potential is very high.
所以五祖他选中了慧能。
So, the fifth patriarch selected Huin.
这个交给他。
And transmitted the lineage to him.
还讲了一个记。
And he spoke a verse.
给这个六祖听。这个五祖的记啊。
For Huin.
就是有情来下种。因地果还生。
With sentient beings who sows,
无性亦无生
the seed of enlightenment in the field of causation will reap the fruit of Buddha.
是说
inanimate objects,
对于所有有情的众生
saw not enlightenment. What it means,
我们现在众生啊，就是属于有情
sentient
有情的众生。啊，我们每一个人都是有感情的。
So we are all called sentient beings.Or literally, which means beings with feeling, beings who are living.
在演讲的时候啊，
because you know we are not inanimate objects.
你不用怕
watermelon.
你要演讲，
like when we were taught how to give a speech, we were taught, don't be afraid. Just regard the audience as watermelons.
啊，每一个人头都是一个西瓜。
That each of this head, each of the heads,
看成西瓜啊。
当然是心理
作用了，就比较不怕。
Of course, it's psychological.
其实人本身是因为有情才叫做人。
Actually, a human being is called one with feeling.
那么西瓜当然是无情了。你说西瓜吗
？Of course, watermelon has no feeling.
它也没有表情，也没有怎么样，你放在那里它就不动。
The watermelon.
And you
stay there, you put there.
And
you push it and it would move a little bit. Otherwise, it would just stay there.
就是怎么样子。
Doesn't matter how you cut it, that's how it is.
那西瓜本身来讲就是无情。
So watermelons are beings without feelings. Rocks also.
有情呢？
But those with
既然对于有情的众生。你就要播下如来的种子。
If you're born as the living beings with feelings, then you should seed, sow the seeds of enlightenment.
很多人把它这个解释就解释的这个偏掉。
A lot of people explained it incorrectly. It became,
啊，有情人就要赶快下种。
those who are, I guess, you know, in love with us, they should sow the seeds. A lot of people explain that.
这个五祖还讲这种话。
What? The fifth patriarch still talking about this?
有情人就赶快来下种。
So, my love, I suppose, you know,
the
love of those in love. Sow the seeds, but that's not
the
case.So sentient beings
就要给他们如来的种子
should be given the seeds of the Dada
在他的八识田里面种下了佛的种子
So in their consciousness the seeds
因地果还生
have been planted
我们众生都是在因地
But as sentient beings we are on the ground level
那么
on the field of causation Because the seeds have been sown,
它就会发芽
gradually it would start to sprout,
就会长成一棵
and it would grow to become a tree,
那么会有叶子
the leaves,
那么会开花会结果
blossoms and fruits,
这个就是因地果还生
So this is the meaning,
你把这个种子啊当成眼
睛
啊
播在众生的心上
心田里面
So the seeds of enlightenment are sown
那么到最后、啊、
in the mind
它会结成如来的果实
and at the end
如来的果实
it would bear fruits of the
因地果还生
So
这个无情亦无种、啊、
with
这个无情亦无种，就是说像西瓜啦。
Inanimate objects, so beings without feelings like watermelons and rocks and stones.
你跟西瓜说好，说法好。
So if you talk to a watermelon,
啊，你对着西瓜说法。
So you give dharma teaching to a watermelon. When can a watermelon be enlightened?
破开了，把它吃掉了，开悟。
Is it by cutting it open and eating it up?
不可能的，西瓜不可能开悟的。
Watermelon,
you
cannot gain enlightenment. How about rocks?
你跟他说法。
You give him a dharma teaching.
他怎么能够开悟？
Give it a dharma teaching.
石头也不能开悟。
Become enlightened.
所以它是属于无情之物。
So those are beings without feelings or inanimate objects.
对这个西瓜啦，对石头啊，说法。
So don't give dharma teachings to watermelons or rocks. There's no need to sow the seeds.
所以无情亦无种。
So inanimate objects don't need the seeds.
无性亦无声。石头。也没有什么叫佛性。
And therefore, like the rock,
没有什么叫佛性。
Has no something that's called Buddha nature.
那么它也没有什么生命的。
And they have no
也没有什么生息的。
Lives.
你对着一个石头说法。
So you give a dharma teaching to a rock every day.
当然是可以啦，你可以这样练习你的说法。
It's training your dharma teaching.
永远
but the rock
开悟的
will never become enlightened.
所以他的意思是这样子：有情来下种，因地果还生。
Sentient beings who have feelings
无种
would be sown the seeds of enlightenment.And in the field of causation, we will reap the fruit of Buddha. But inanimate objects, no need for the seeds. Because it has no Buddha nature.
不是刚刚我解释的那么单纯。
So actually, this verse is not as simple as what I just explained.
其中也有微妙的地方。
In it, there's some profound meaning.
以后再说明。因为讲出来，你们都懂了。
Because if I say it, then everyone will get it.
讲出来，这里面有口诀的。
Because there's some formulas in here. Some
这个祖师讲一个偈，它里面。
So when a lineage guru say a
比较很深，而且比较秘密的
verse，
语在里面。
The meaning is rather profound and marvelous.
这个讲到这个石头啊，跟西瓜，我自己感觉到哈，这个
I personally feel
以前我的记忆力很好
，that my memory in the past was vague，
好像读过的书啊
，books that have read，
这个不能讲说过目不忘了
，I cannot say that I remember them all，
但总是读过了你就会记得
，but I would remember。
现在的记忆力稍微差。
Now my memory has
读过的
deteriorated.
有时候也不一定记得。
Sometimes things that I have read, I have to read it several times before.
失智，叫失智，年纪大有很多失智老人啊，他走出去了。
So a lot of people who lost their memory in their old age.Once they walk out of the house, they forgot how to go home. And they forgot where their home is, what their name is.
There
are a lot of people who have problems, memory loss. They've forgotten about a lot of things.
就失踪了，就变成失踪人。
They can't come back home and they become lost.
就算有好心人啊，想带他回家啊，
so even when there are helpful people who want to bring them home, it's impossible. They don't remember where they live.
一个牌子的。
So in the future, maybe you have to make a plaque.
写一个这个啊，黎明布拉圣严路。
And write on it, Living Buddha 圣严路。
House 这个写堆门，因为回到这里啊。所以很多的光头会认得我。
because coming back here, a lot of this shift heads.
有一天我也会失智的。
Recognize.
我觉得有时候我想句子啊。
One day I may lose my memory.
明明常常看到他。
Because sometimes I remember a person, and all of a sudden I cannot remember his name.
突然间就空掉了。
You know, I blank out.
有一天你们如果看我说法，突然之间。
One day if you
愣在那里。
Heard grandmaster's giving a teaching, all of a sudden grandmaster went blank, goes blank, then you know
啊，那时候就
that he lost his memory, he could not continue.
啊，这里有一个那个。有一个失智的这个不算是笑话了，就是说有一个年纪比较大的
这个长
官啊
an elderly senior
他底下的部属过世
manager and
长官
his
集合大家
his subordinate
就做这个追悼会啊
so the manager collected everybody for the
追悼会本来是要默哀
during this time,
三分钟
they would say a silent prayer for 3 minutes,
把眼睛闭起来
close their eyes,
默哀三分钟
and say a silent prayer.
这个长官啊，因为年纪比较大一点，他突然之间
this manager, because he's
默哀这两个字想不出
getting old, and he could not say that silent prayer.
默哀这两个字
想不出来，他就糟糕糟糕。Remember what the words for that. So he said, oh, what should he do? Maybe he can replace with other words.
So he said,
难
过三分钟可以啊，对不对？很像。
Kind of like,
默哀三分钟。
Be upset for 3 minutes.
大家跟着难过三分钟。
So everybody just,
难过三分钟。
Be upset for 3 minutes.
好了，他三分钟以后
，and then after this 3 minutes, he still could not remember this silent prayer, these two words.
好，难过结束了。
So he said, "Okay, the upset up."
啊，就难过结束。
It's up. The time for the for being upset is up.
这是一个。老人家哈
，so this memory loss，
年轻人也会失智
，is a problem for old people，
都不晓得。
Sometimes young people too， all of a sudden they forget， they could not think of it。
有一天啊，这样子到来的时候啊，所以我常常去做发。
I'm afraid that one day that would happen， so I often do the offering for the ghosts and spirits。
用三三印。
You use this three mountain mudra and the sword mudra is recite the mantras.
就画三凤
and then paint the three home characters on it. And then you spray the water.
甘露细充满就洒出去。
Let the sweet dew fill the whole realms.
装完了水
And then I fill the water and put it back on the shrine. And then all of a sudden,
刚刚我有没有画死
Did I do that just now?
哎，前一段你刚刚做过的事情，居然不能忘掉。
A moment ago, I completely forgotten about it.
这是真实的哦，这是
真实的。This is real. This is true.
所以我再把那一杯水拿起来，再。
So I took that cup of water again and went outside and did it again. Let the sweet dew fill the whole space.
接受的那些啊。
And the receivers of the offering, the spirits, the ghosts. And they thought, this master is almost time for this master. It's just now he said, let the sweet dew fill the whole space, and now he did it again. One more time, the offering.
我是这样子的，我假如是忘掉第一次的化石，我一定第二次。
For me, if I forgot,
因为我
the first time, then I would redo it.It's better to do it double than
也不能说减少今天的 fast
than not to do it for a day
我有这个现象
so that's what happened
这个是 不知道是不是叫做失智刚刚明明
I don't know whether this is called a memory loss
我就问师母说刚刚我没有 fast 过
So I asked Sumu, did I just do the offering to the ghosts and spirits? And Sumu would say, well, I don't know. I never noticed what you're doing. Whatever you do every day, I don't know. You do what you have to do.
她也没有看到我有没有发誓。
She did not notice whether I did it or not.
这个是麻烦的事。
Oh, this is troublesome.
好了，再谈这个。
Okay, now let's talk about
五祖对这个六祖就讲了。
The fifth patriarch told the sixth patriarch.
达摩祖师啊，就是我们东土第一祖。
Bodhidharma. This is the first patriarch of Zen Buddhism in China.
达摩祖师刚刚来东土的时候。
He was the 28th patriarch in India.
佛的印印,
when he just arrived in China, he transmitted the essence of the Buddha's mind.
大部分都不相信的。And
most people did not believe in him.
人是不信的。When
Bodhidharma just transmitted Bodhidharma, people did not believe in him.
没有人信他,
because nobody believed in him.
他跑到岩洞去闭关,
so he went into retreat in a cave because nobody believed in his Dharma teaching. So he faced the wall in the mountain cave. So he faced the wall and meditated. For 9 years
now,
Bodhidharma meditated facing the wall in the mountain cave for 9 years.
我们说他面壁九年了，心静到程度，你知道吗？
Do you know what degree the tranquility of his mind?
在他的旁边呢，在那边。
If there are two ants fighting on his side,
在旁边吵架，你有没有听到？
Can you hear them?
蚂蚁跟蚂蚁在吵架，你有没有听到？
Two ants fighting with each other, can you hear them?
我们都听不到。We
can't.
因为你心没有很静下来,
because your mind is not so serene.
你心如果很静,
but if your mind is very serene, like Bodhidharma,
心已经完全静下来了,
after facing the wall for 9 years,
那个蚂蚁跟蚂蚁在吵架,
completely tranquil,
就像打雷一样,
the sound of the ants fighting is just like thunder.
如雷声,
so you hear the ants fighting. As if it's the sound.
他能够心能够静到这样子。
So he could quiet his mind to that degree.
所以这个是他的面壁啊，是有功力的。
So that's the power of his
到最后呢，他为了起信于人，他为了使人相信。
At the end, in order to gain faith or belief from the people,
衣服拿出来。
He took out
28祖,
the robe,
28代,
the lineage robe.
他有主衣才拿主衣拿出来,
he had the robe to indicate that he was the 28th patriarch of India. And he was the first patriarch who went to
人们才相信, oh,
as a proof.
真的是,
and only then people could believe in him. Started.
那么这个法呢，是以心传心哦，
was transmitted from mind to
mind,
from heart to heart.
什么是心传心？
So what is transmissions from mind to mind, or what is the mind transmission? That's the mind seal.
我直接讲你的心，
I point directly to your mind. That's the mind transmission. So transmission from mind to mind. So from lineage guru to a lineage guru, they always transmit through this mind seal. So that's why it's called the school of the mind seal or the essence. So according to the fifth patriarch, when the Buddha is transmitting to another Buddha,
本体,
what's being transmitted,
也就是最重要的第一谛，叫做本体。
Which is the ultimate truth.
最重要的。
The most important.
其他的旁枝不用讲了，其他的。
All the peripherals
are not. 这其他的都没有讲。
Needed to be said.
其他的那个都不重要。
They all not so important. They all peripherals.
最重要的那一点。
The main point.
佛祖跟佛祖之间在传法。祖师跟
during the transmissions from a patriarch to patriarch,
the lineage
only transmit that most important point. That's key statement. So that's the transmissions of the mind.
就是禅宗啊。
So the Zen Buddhism is also called
就是禅宗。
The Buddhism of the mind essence.
也是一样的。
So,
传第一义谛的
from a Buddha to a Buddha, it's the same.
不传别的
they just
因为传别的
transmit the ultimate truth.
要传别的
you don't transmit the other things.
很难
it's too much.
讲不完啊
and it's difficult.
像我们今天呢、啊、要讲说、哎、
never ending. Like today.
像你问师尊
like if you're asking 师尊啊
你无所不知
Master, you know everything.
现在这个婴儿的尿片一片多少钱吗
You know how much is a,
尿布
a diaper?
我们台湾人讲尿布、啊、
So, diaper.
叫做什么英文叫
What is it in English?
Diaper. Diaper. Diaper.
Diaper.
Diaper. 这个多少钱呢
How much is it?
How much? 啊多少钱呢你问我这个
How much is
我不知道
If you ask me this, I don't know
I don't know I don't know how much I think so, look, no
I think look
Because
knows
you are girl How old? Two Have a diver Oh, 其他去 Costco 一买就买那么一大堆
He went to Costco and buy a huge a bulk
他懂得多少钱
So he knew, he knows how much
我不懂
But if you ask me, I don't know
也许、我儿子懂
Maybe my son knows
这个 Jaden、啊、
Jaden、
My grandsonZaden, Zaden, 好、oh? ，Yeah, Zaden. 然后 ，my grandson, no diver, because he's five, 啊，五岁了啊，啊、他嗯。要如果要这个 I wanna go to the restaurant、啊、他懂得他去
If he needs to go to the restaurant
所以他就不用
He knows
diver.
So that's why he does not need the diaper
Sleeping 的时候要
But my granddaughter when she sleeps she needs a diaper
他三岁了
She's three
No sleeping No diaper那个 grandma 哈 ，grandma 经常摸她的屁股。
And grandma often touch
you know
her、
diaper?
butts、
yes.
and ask her, "You have no diaper?" And she said, "Yes."
Have diaper. 这个像你问我这一种杂志、
so、if you ask this kind of minuscule things like stocks so how much is stocks now Taiwanese stocks market or Hong Kong or US why did the US economy get so bad
I don't know 因为我不是经济学家
because I'm not an economist
我本人不是经济学家 我甚至还问了很多这个我们的同门，
什么叫做
次级房贷呀？我实在搞
不清楚。What is the subprime mortgage？
还难道次级房贷？一级房贷吗？
Or isn't that the prime mortgage?
There's
a second rate mortgage.
还有三级房贷吗？
Or third rate mortgage?
还有四级、五级、六级、七级吗？
Fifth, sixth, seventh.
我只能弄不清楚什么叫次级房贷。
Never understood. I've asked a lot of people.
总算帮我解释清楚。
Finally, they clarified.
那美国的经济怎么会那么衰啊？
But I said, why did the U.S. economy got so bad? Some people that understood.Or have learned economy, explain a little bit, understood a little bit.
Grandmaster, 不一定
So look, as a grandmaster, not necessarily be on the side. I don't necessarily know everything. There's something I don't know, like economy.
你说啊，师尊，你来看看我的会计做得怎么样？哇
，Grandmaster, please take a look at my accounting.
No, I don't know.那佛亲问我，
佛亲要做这
个啊卢生燕啊布施基金会。
She wanted to establish the Sheng Yan Lu Foundation.
在研究这方面的法律。
And she researched the laws in this area.
你对于这个基金会的法律懂不懂吗
？Do you understand about the laws?
我说我实在讲实在话，我根本不懂的。
Frankly speaking.
这个基金会是怎么做的
？I don't know how to manage.
它有什么法律、什么条文、
kind of
什么规定
？Rules and laws.
你问
Teresa，
他就懂。
But if you ask Teresa, she would understand.
他就懂。啊，问这个佛亲，他也不一定懂。
Ask 佛亲 ，she may not understand.
开始研究。
She's starting to research.
他虽然是 lawyer，
although she's a lawyer，
学的并不是。基金会方面
，But what she studied
现在还是在研究
，was not related to foundations. She's still learning. I don't know.
所以这个我们称为旁支，旁。
So these are called the peripherals.
是什么
？So what Grandmaster understood, understands is
佛法的第一谛
，ultimate truth of Buddha Dharma.
我懂的就是佛法。
What I understand is the Buddha Dharma.
然后我，
哎 ，it's off. Really off.
啊，又来。这个佛法在禅宗里面呢，
so, Buddha Dharma,
按照五祖讲
，in Zen Buddhism, according to the fifth
canon, 他只谈妙觉，妙觉。
Zen Buddhism only talk about the perfect enlightenment.
护法的时候啊，把法护给你的时候啊，就是把最为妙的觉悟护给你。
So you.The bestowal of the Dharma is only on the,、on the core and essence of the
enlightenment.
So the fifth patriarch said, today, this is、the transmission of the Dharma between lineage guru to lineage guru. I only transmit
以后呢你就依照这个微妙的觉悟
The most marvelous essence of the enlightenment
以后的行为
to you.
行为、啊、
and in the future, you transmit this to the sentient beings.
要跟这个微妙的结合
and all your conducts
复合在一起
should match to this marvelous enlightenment.
你需要好好的去修行
and this meant
依照这个微妙
的结合 you need to cultivate according to this profound.
这个六祖有五祖啊，有把这个祖衣啊，就是祖师的衣服 交给六祖
also bestowed the lineage robe and arms ball to the six pack.
这个主衣给你
But he said to the six pack,
你可以留下来
You can keep this lineage robe,
主衣啊,
but in the future,
不用再传了,
there's no need to further transmit it to another person.
反而是
because this robe
人间的争端,
had been the cause of battles
大家会来
抢这个衣服, in this
human world.
A lot of people are fighting for it.
很多佛弟子,
a lot of Buddhists,
practitioners, 大部分都是在抢表面上。
Are only fighting for the superficial things.
不是在讲第一谛,
They're not
不是在讲,
going after the ultimate truth or the Buddha Dharma.
很多佛弟子是抢,
Many Buddhists are after the superficial things.
抢说, 有的说, 哎, 一个事件好了,
after
我要当住持。
When a temple is being built, I want to be the abbot.
他抢的是
住持。After that position.
而不是佛法。
And not the
Buddha. 糟糕就是在这一点。
That's what's problematic.
那有的呢，是想说，我有了一个事以后啊，我还要抢第二个事。
After having a temple, one temple, they want more temples. They want...All temples should belong to him or her.
啊，台湾很有名的争庙产，大家都在争啊。争的是庙产。
Notorious in Taiwan, fighting for the temple inheritance.
第一地的佛法。
What you want to
而不是在争那些庙产。
Obtain is the ultimate truth, not the temple inheritance.
一天到晚在争。
There are a lot of ordained monks and nuns are fighting,
哎这个事是我的,
fighting
那个事是我的,
for this temple or that.
就不对了,
That's 真的
是表面上。
现在五祖也讲了,
这个主衣啊是个祸端啊。
This lineage robe was the cause of troubles.
抢着这个祖师的,
Everyone is fighting for it. The lineage robe.
真正的第一地啊,
but the true,
没有人要。
The real ultimate truth nobody wants.
所以你看吗?
So, look.
抢着做也很多啊。
Fighting.
有人家有电视台啊。抢着做电视台。
To have their own broadcasting station.
抢着盖很大的庙啊。
Television stations.
我的庙第一大。
Or building the greatest temples. My temple is the greatest.
第一大。啊，一家大学不够，还好几家大学。
My university is the greatest, the biggest, and not just one, maybe more.
哇，我度的众生最多，啊，度的众生一大堆，一大票。
Help most sentient beings, my followers are the most.
那么多众生当中啊，几个人懂得真正的第一地的佛法？
That huge amount of followers, how many of them truly understand the ultimate truth?
所以问题是在这里啊，
That's
所以这五祖就跟他讲，
That's、
以后你不要再传这个主，
so、the fifth patriarch
主义的，
in the future, there's no need to continue
to
transmit the lineage rule.
大家不要抢这个主意，不是要抢这个
problem, trouble me.
微妙的觉悟。
Everybody's fighting over the rope and not the perfect or the marvelous enlightenment.
所以今天的人呢、啊、是看表面哦。
So people of today's world,
我们就去那个山头。
After the superficial things,
我们、这个、
which one has the greatest centers, they go there. We have no.
我们还没有山，我们叫什么山、啊、
？Mountain here. Now we call
这里没有山嘛？啊、哦。
Mountain.
嗯，我们真的是没有山，但是我们有。
But
微妙的觉悟
to have that marvelous enlightenment.
今天、我是讲台湾的佛教了，他们很喜欢把自己的地方
Buddhism in Taiwan,、
变成一个山。
They like to call their centers mountain something.
那是什么山？那是什么山？哇，大家都是山。
To become a mountain.
没有人想说我是什么海。
Nobody said. Nobody called it ocean.
沉下去了。
Because once you drop into an ocean, you drown.
他说这个主衣啊是祸端。
So he said that the linen robe was the cause of troubles.
恐怕因为拥有这个主衣的人啊，人家会害你。
It's likely that
people
will harm anyone
这个时候、啊、
that has this lineage.
你最好啊，赶快你得到我的印
，so、the fifth patriarch,
得到法旨的。
You have received the Dharma transmission.
你知道什么是
第一义 the fifth instructions.And you know about the marvelous enlightenment, about the ultimate truth.
So
at this time, immediately leave here. Go as far as you can.
赶快离开，远走高飞。
Just go away.
他叫他赶快走。
As far as you can.
你呀、啊，这个时候不要留在寺里面，留在寺里面。
Don't stay here in the temple.
就不见了。
Tomorrow you'll be gone.
主衣也不知道哪里去。
And the lineage group would be gone too.
啊，这里有一个问题啊。
So that's the question.
这个六祖没读什么书。
The sixth patriarch never went to school.
砍柴为生。
He earned a living by cutting firewood.
不懂得所有的经论，可以
讲佛经啊。Did not understand about sutras.
你讲它是什么？什么佛经啊？什么
？This sutra, that sutra.
楞严经啊，这个。
Vanka, Vankara.
林家经啊。楞伽经啊，所有的佛教的经典，他都没有读过。
He never read them.
哎，奇怪了。
But
神秀大师啊，是经历论。
The high monk Sun Xiu understood everything about the sutras, the discourses, the precepts. He could expound on the
这个五祖传
all the different sutras.
传给一个不懂的智者
the fifth patriarch transmitted the Dharma to one who was illiterate and never read the sutras. Why didn't he transmit it to his close disciple, the high monk, the senior monk?
的最高的上座和尚
He was the most senior and the highest of all the monks in that temple.
啊，有这个祖师这样子讲。
So that was the lineage guru that said.
因为神秀是有为法，六祖慧能虽然不懂得经书，
神秀 was practicing the Dharma with motives. But 慧能 although he was illiterate,
无为法
he was practicing.Without motives.
神秀是有这个心。
神秀 has the heart.
六祖慧能是没有这个心。
And 慧能 the sixth patriarch,
没有这个心。
Has no heart.
因为没有这个心，他才能够得。
He does not put his heart on it.
有心得法的
he gain the Dharma.
得不到法。
But those who has the motive to obtain the Dharma
反而得法
did not obtain.
啊，这里面有意义在里面了、啊。
So this has a profound meaning in it.
啊，六祖慧能本身
so,
他不是得法的，
the sixth patriarch,
他只是去学。
Did not go after the Dharma. He just wanted to study.
想说我将来一定。
But 神秀 expected that in the future that the fifth patriarch would transmit it him.The sixth patriarch.
所以反而是慧能得到了。
So at the end, it turned out
神秀反而没有。
To be 慧能 who obtained it, and not 神秀。
这到底对不对啊？这个传法给六祖慧能到底对不对？是对的。
So was this right to transmit it to 慧能？
将来六祖以下开出来的
，Of course, that was right because after 慧能。The disciples,
成为啊
his followers,
一花开五叶一花开五叶
like a blossom with five petals,
就是五个宗派五个这个禅宗、啊、
five great Zen school.
这个遍布全世界。
That reach all corners of the world.
中国的禅宗啊，现在也是。
Zen Buddhism of China.
等于是说，大部分以前从中国大陆到台湾
所有的出家人，
大部分都是禅宗。
In the past, all the monks from China to Taiwan was practitioners of Zen Buddhism.
禅的天下。
So, all in the middle, around the Middle Kingdom.
在这里的，所以六祖本身来讲起来啊，他传的这些弟子，将来不得了，真的度千千万万亿亿的众生。
In the future, would be incredible. Would be millions and billions of.
这个对错实在是很难讲。
So it's hard to say whether it's right or wrong.
这里讲一个那个，讲一个对跟错的这个笑话。
Now let me share a joke about right and wrong.
这个有一个公司啊，他请来一个
，That's a company.
的秘书，女秘书。
Who hired a female secretary?
哇，来了这个女秘书啊，不得了了。
And this female secretary was incredible. It's just like a divine goddess, like a model of this today world.
Goddess
coming down to earth. So the two managers said, oh, so beautiful. And then one of the managers said, secretary, we have to teach
her
what is right.
什么是错的？
And what is wrong?
啊，另外一个经理听到了，啊
，The other manager hearing that，
我有同感。
I feel the same. He said，
你就先教他什么是对的
，Just teach her what's right，
什么是错的
，And then I'll teach her what's wrong
。这个对跟错，对跟错。在禅宗里面呢，在禅华里面
so, ，in Zen Buddhism or in Zen Dharma，
其实没有什么对跟错的。
There is no what's so called right or wrong。
六祖有讲过一句话
，I'm telling you that the six patriarchs have said，
不思恶，不思恶
，don't think of good，
or don't think of bad。
It's
不思善啊，不思恶，就在这个时候，你们刚刚听我讲的，
don't think of good and don't think of bad，
你们心中就有分别。
So when you heard of my joke，
你们已经意会。
You have discriminated. If you laugh, then you have understood what this person taught her what are right.
占便宜啊，
教他对的，
当然没有占便宜。那你这样子想的话，就有对错。
Advantages for those who are
在禅华里面没有对错。
Wrong. So you have discriminations between right and wrong or good and bad.
就在这个时候。
But in Zen Buddhism, you don't discriminate between good and bad. And it is right at this moment.
禅华没有对错，没有善恶。
So Zen words has no right or wrong.
为什么会这样
？Good or bad? Why?
为什么在不思善、不思恶的时候
？Why when you don't think of good？
最近有几个弟子啊，这个射箭。
Recently, a disciple that's shooting arrows.
哦，不止哦，最近的射箭的信很多。
Actually, recently, that arrows letters are a lot.
都放了一大。
Every time, it's like a pile on the table.
那么我就一个一个看，一个一个看，哇。很接近
look one by one. This is close. This is close.
很接近
This is close.
啊，终于有一个哇
！And then eventually one.
接近
Very close.
啊，这个很接近
This is close.
非常接近
This is very close.
这个非常接近的
This is very close one.
就已经很不错了
It's already not bad.
来，把非常接近的叫过来问
And then I called that person who wrote the very close one. Then he became just as close.
他又变成很接近了。这表示他微妙的觉悟本身来讲。
This man, that he's marvelous enlightenment was still
在北摇, 在浮摇, 就好像坐船一样, 忽然间,
wavering.
摇向这个左边啊,
just like,
摇向右边啊,
it's just like when you're on a boat, you're swaying back and forth.
所以一悟永悟, 你一开悟了,
it's not stabilized. But once you're enlightened, you're enlightened forever. Once you're clear, you're clear. Once you comprehend it, then you're comprehended forever. There's no swaying. So the statement that I say is that, that nobody would be able to sway you.
天下古今, 任何人都驳不倒这句话。 这是释迦牟尼佛所悟的道。
No, nothing or no one.
这个就是佛的第一谛。
From
也就是微妙的觉。
From the past till now.
妙觉是最高的啦，在十地菩萨里面来讲。
So in the 10 Bodhisattva grounds.
十地菩萨过来以后，
the marvelous enlightenment.
最后是妙觉，妙觉就等于佛了。So
this marvelous enlightenment is the highest one. It's the same as the Buddha, and underneath it is
the等觉,
which is the
找那个非常接近
unsurpassable.
非还有几个。
So in the future, I still need to look for. This is the ultimately, extremely close one.
绝对非常接近的，不能说非常接近的。我请你来了以后啊，跟你谈一谈。
It's not that those that's very close, and then after talking with you, you just become
这就不行了,
pretty close.
就表示你还是
and that's not good.
没有定下来,
you're not stabilized.
其实几句话就解决了。
Actually, with just a few words.
不用写的那么大册一本书啊
You don't need to write a book
一本书来给我看我没时间看了
I don't have time to read so much stuff We just need a few sentences
几句话就行了
That's enough
然后我叫你来 你为什么懂得这几句话
Why do you understand these few sentences
oh,
And you explain them
那真的是了不起
That's truly incredible It's truly the marvelous enlightenment
我也不能问为什么，我经常问大家为什么。I
often ask why, why, why. But once you write that statement,
两个眼睛都会掉下来。Then
my two eyes would fall out.
真的
，really.
而且你不动摇，你就是说这句话。And
you're unmoved.
而且我解释给师尊听。And
I explain it to Grandmaster.
确实是第一义谛。Truly,
the ultimate truth.
没有话可以讲，你是得到，nothing
else can be said.
祖师的这个主一的。Then
you're the one who can receive the lineage rope. I have three of them.
这个。 欢迎大家再继续写来。
So we welcome you to continue write.
每一张都看。
I read every single one of them.
其中给你写非常接近的。
One that I write extremely close.
那你再参，再参， 因为你在坐在
you continue
红星旁边。
Because you have touched the edge of the red dot. Now about
时间差不多了。
Time's about up.
他也是讲时间了，他刚刚也有谈到时间了。
He also talked about
时间限制我们,
that time restricts us.
没有很长久,
because our human life is not very long.
最多活100岁,
at most, we live to be 100 or a little over.
更长一点的也有,
and maybe a little bit longer for some,
啊, 差不多平均起来,
a little bit shorter for some.
现在平均年龄, on average, 那个最高的就是日本,
at most, in Japan, the lifespan. It's over 80s, 88?
他们平均88很厉害耶。
On average, 88, that's quite good.
不过连印上师问了。
But Master Lian Yin asked,
是佛啦,比较,佛做比较幸福,
is it more fortunate to be alive or to be dead?
活得比较幸福还是死得比较幸福？
So, is it luckier to be alive or to be dead? Where's Lianying Zhang Xing?
哦，你讲是没有修行都是不行。
Without spiritual cultivation, it's unfortunate either way.
这个答案是错误的。
This answer is wrong.
对于我们佛，对一般人来讲也是对的。
But for general people, that's right.
对一般人来讲哦，他们没有修行，
哦。Without spiritual cultivation.
就是不幸福。修行就是幸福，不修行就是不幸福。
Then if you do cultivation, then you're fortunate.
地来讲。
But in the realm of the ultimate truth, there isn't anything that's called fortune.
没有什么叫做幸福。没有。
None.
我们要修行的原因
，The reason that we want to cultivate is because we want to understand the ultimate truth, the most marvelous enlightenment. Then we can be free, liberated from all troubles and worries, and we can transcend life and death.
天灾啊。
But about natural disasters,
这个人的祸事啊,
disasters and calamities due to heaven, earth, and human beings,
在微妙的觉悟里面,
in the realm of the marvelous enlightenment,
永远它是自在。你如果没有得到的微妙的觉悟,
continual self-mastery,
你不会自在的。
Without the marvelous enlightenment, you would never attain self-mastery.
地的灾难,
so with calamities from the heavens, from the earth, or from human beings,
每一个人都不自在, 唯有微妙的觉悟,
each person would have no self-mastery. Only with the perfect enlightenment.